Four women who started their rowing careers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are going for gold at the Paris Olympics. As Robert DeAndre reports, Lauren O'Connor, Sophia Vitas, Maddie Wanamaker, and Grace Joyce carry on a long tradition for the Badgers.
Lauren O'Connor says there's an old joke about rowing. It's the only sport to have roots as a form of corporal punishment.
Like, you could go to prison or you could row on the boats that were taking people like across the ocean and like doing this really, really hard labor.
But O'Connor has chosen to devote her life to this hard labor, and it has gotten her all the way to Paris, where she will be among the latest in a long line of Badgers in Olympic rowing. There has been at least one man or woman rower from UW-Madison in every Olympics since 1968. Like O'Connor, Maddie Wanamaker was a walk-on for the rowing team.
I didn't start rowing and think, oh, I'm going to the Olympics. Heck yes.
Wanamaker says she thought she would make some friends and stay physically active in her first year at Madison.
More and more, it sounds cliche, but fell in love with it and loved being on the water and working together with other people.
She's now a two-time Olympian, having competed in Tokyo in 2020. She also won gold at the 2023 World Rowing Cup 2 in Italy.
The USA, who's going to beat there? Madeline Wanamaker from Wisconsin. How many oarswomen come from Wisconsin? Loads of them.
The USA in bronze, but are they at risk? We see them gritting their teeth here, Wanamaker and Collins.
Look at the speed they're moving. Look at the cohesion of the USA crew.
To take the gold, it will be the USA.
Despite the highs that come with international competition, the athletes pay a steep cost. Rowing is hard on the body, mostly from repetitive movements and overuse. Sophie Vitas was anticipating making the team in Tokyo, but an injury deferred those plans.
So I fractured my rib about, I think, four times now, maybe five. It's very common. It's an overuse injury. Yeah, very painful.
Wanamaker has had two surgeries from rowing injuries. One came from a vascular issue that her family feared was a tumor. A bigger scare came last winter.
I had to have surgery to have my first rib removed because I had thoracic outlet syndrome.
That's a compression of nerves and blood vessels in the area between the neck and shoulder.
I had a big blood clot and woke up one morning with a purple and blue arm.
Wanamaker was aided by a surgeon and an experienced physical therapist. She was back rowing within 10 weeks in the World Rowing Championships in Belgrade, Serbia. She placed fourth in the women's four.
The Romanians sitting in the bronze medal position at the moment. USA and Australia out of it.
For U.S. rowers, there isn't a lot of financial reward. They often live with host families and get by on meager stipends from the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Vitas says she considered leaving the sport in the past.
I can't afford to feed myself. Living with host families, bouncing around those were stressful. So I came very close to quitting around 2018 because I simply couldn't afford the lifestyle.
Vitas says the stipends have increased some in recent years, and she said she also has a part-time job. UW-Madison recently announced that Vitas will be a graduate assistant coach for rowing. Janet Wanamaker is Maddie's mother. She and her husband met on the UW-Madison rowing team. She says the program attracts future Olympians not because it's nationally ranked, but because it encourages Wisconsin athletes to have big dreams.
These athletes walk past a trophy case with Olympians' pictures, and they know that, like, other people from small towns have been Olympians from this program. And I think they just believe, like, well, why not me? Why can't I do it too?
As for Maddie Wanamaker, she's just focused on Paris.
Goal is a gold medal.
Women's rowing events are ongoing in Paris through August 3rd. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR is talking with Wisconsin's athletes competing in this week's Summer Olympic Games in Paris. To meet more of the competitors, head to wpr.org/Olympics.